98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East with your Coast Social Network on the air. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we talk with our friends at Berrien Community Foundation. And Susan Matheny is the program manager at BCF. We're also joined by a special guest, Courtney Moore of Calling All Colors. We'll talk to her in just a moment here. But first of all, let's talk more about these four good grants that BCF, we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. There are plenty of great organizations in the community who have some very deserving needs and great stories that we've had the chance to share here. So remind folks what these are about, Susie.
Well, hello, and thanks for having us on today. And yes, we could continue. We could talk about a new nonprofit doing great work every day of the year and probably still never have enough time to talk about all the great work being done. But the Berrien Community Foundation, obviously our goal is always to help resources in the community meet the needs in the community. And one of those great ways that we do it is through our Four Good grants. They're a competitive grant program. So nonprofits nonprofits, religious organizations, schools, and community municipalities essentially can apply for a grant for a major grant, which is for up to $10,000, or a minor grant, which is sort of a mini grant, for up to $1,000 for help to do the work that they're doing in our community.
And there are plenty of projects that can be applied for using these funds, and there are plenty of great examples we've heard over the weeks. But, what are some of the areas that, folks may have heard about in the past that they haven't caught today that we can explain for them as part of this?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, what's interesting about the way our grant programs work is that we, we're looking at trying to help Berrien County be the very best it can be in all aspects. So we're certainly going to help our low-income folks and families with basic need items like food or shelter and health and all that. But we also want our community to thrive in other ways, culturally, like with the arts scene in our county. And we want to support arts programming. And of course, we want to conserve our environment and our beautiful landscape that we have here in Berrien County. So, we certainly, people apply for environmental projects. And then, a large group of our projects are education and youth projects that help, make sure folks have the education they need or that youth are coming together in the way they should. Those are always really big topics for us as well.
Now, recently, Berrien Community Foundation awarded a grant to Calling All Colors to help with their mission. And Courtney Moore is with us from Calling All Colors. Can you tell us a bit about the organization?
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me. Calling All Colors is a program that works on reducing stereotypes and prejudice by bringing elementary school students from Benton Harbor and St. Joseph together to share fun, diversity education type activities. Teachers, they follow up with classroom discussions and the children get a chance to pen pal. There's always a picnic at the end of the year so that, old friends who became new friends can come back together and meet again. So it's a great program for reducing those stereotypes about the people across the bridge.
So why is it so important to get this For Good grant from Berrien Community Foundation?
It's important to get the grant just to keep the program going because we are a nonprofit organization. So we work mostly on grants and donations. So we need to be sure that if we aren't able to come together in a group setting due to a resurgence of COVID, or something of that nature, that we can run it virtually online if possible. We're trying to figure out ways to keep this program going because it is something that is needed in our community.
And Courtney, tell us a little bit about, what the reactions have been from students who have been part of this program. What does it mean to them?
It means a lot for them. When they first meet, they have no idea what they are in for. All they know is they're meeting kids from the other side, across the bridge, you know, and with the stereotypes that's out there, it's not always, it's pretty nerve-wracking for the kids, you know, when they first come to get prepared to meet the children from the other side. But by the end, they absolutely love it. And I've gotten a chance to read some of the pen pal letters, because they do get the pen pal. So I've gotten to read some of the pen pal letters, and they are just some of the sweetest, heartwarming things that I have ever experienced, which is probably why I cannot stop participating with this program. I absolutely love it.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. And Susan, there is a great need for lots of other organizations with missions just like this to apply for Four Good grants at Berrien Community Foundation. So the process is open right now, and grants will start being reviewed after what date?
So the process, the process starts by going to our website, and folks can check out more information about how to apply, which it is an online application. And the due date, the next due date is September 30th. So you've got some time to think about your project and put a plan together. But I would encourage anyone to go to our website at berriencommunity.org/grants to get more information now so they can really be prepared. And that way, if they have any questions, you know, they can give us a call and they can reach out to me, and I'm happy to help them take care and figure out what they're doing.
Okay, thanks again very much to Susan Matheny from Berrien Community Foundation and Courtney Moore from Calling All Colors joining us this morning on the Coast Social Network. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.